Gardia News Time now, 8:37. Let's head over to the Vision Home Loans Newsline. We're joined by Crystal Vollmer with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, as we are every Wednesday at this time. Crystal, thanks so much for joining us here on Gardia's Morning News.
Yes, good morning, Andrew.
And we know we've talked about it for a long time now, this ongoing labor shortage. And what is the labor market looking like here across the Pikes Peak region?
Oh, Andrew, it is still the same. Employers are looking desperately for employees. For example, we have 1,200 new jobs in our area just for last week that were posted. And so we're doing our best to really support our local businesses because, of course, they're reaching out to us. And so for today, I actually have for you 4 hiring events. And Andrew, they're in person. They're not virtual. So that's a new switch. You know, we're getting back to normal, back to business as we've done in the past. And so our employers want to physically reach out and hire those individuals. And so we're able to support them. For example, today we have Tumbleweed Tiny House Company with an in-person job fair with us. From 9 to noon at our temporary location, which is located at 1049 North Academy, and that's near Galley and Academy. And so the tiny home folks are looking for individuals to work for them on 4 10-hour shifts, Monday through Thursday, 6:15 to 5 o'clock, and their pay starts from $16 to $21 an hour, depending on your experience. So they also do paid time off and holidays and benefits. So come on out again today from 9 to noon. And then Monday, July the 19th, we have Service Source in person with us. Now, they're looking for individuals with documented disabilities. And they will support a staff on our military installation. So you must be 18 years old and you must be responsible for providing reliable transportation. Now, they pay $12.32 per hour, plus a health and welfare additional $4.54. So you're way up into $16.86 an hour if you work for them. Plus, they give you additional generous benefits and more. So please see our website for that. They will be with us next Monday. And then on Tuesday, we have Microchip with us from 9 to noon. And Microchip, they are looking to hire production engineers and technicians to come and work for them. Pay ranges from $16.20 to $28 an hour for technicians. Production specialists start at $14.30 to $15. And then, of course, engineers are $60,000 to $73,000 annually. So please come out next Tuesday for them. Check out our website for more details. And then finally, next Thursday, on July the 22nd, we have the Federal Correction Complex with us in person starting at 9 a.m. again at our temporary center. All these opportunities are at our temporary center and they're in person. And then so the federal, they're looking for correction officers. And these jobs range from $44,000 all the way up to $50,000. And they have retention bonuses and, of course, all the other benefits that come with an exciting opportunity like that, Andrew.
And Crystal, you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg. As you mentioned, just 1,200 jobs added at the Workforce Center in the past week alone. If anyone wants more information about any of these jobs or wants to get back into the labor force, what's the best way to go about doing so?
Oh, wow. So the best way is check out our website, first of all, at ppwfc.org, because we offer in-person and virtual training classes that can help you with getting your resume. You can get some one-on-one coaching from our job coaches. And then also, we also help with interviewing, mock interviewing. So we can help with the whole gambit. So we have all of those sources for you, resources, as well as some free upskilling training on upskill on our website. So check all of that out. And then you will definitely find that confidence and be well polished for one of these opportunities. But like I said, in every area you can think of, employers need your support. So come on in. Even if you're looking for a second job, they will take you.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you so much for that. And again, the website to go to is ppwfc.org.